Jim Joy joins us today on the program, running for re-election in Minnesota 4B for state representative. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. It's fun to be out here on Lakes Country today, and a lot of energy, a lot of excited people. Less than 2 weeks till election. You feeling that on the campaign trail?
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of nice. Like you said, we're out in the Lakes Country today, so it's doing a studio thing out in remote like this is great. You know, it's feeling good. We're getting done the last 2 weeks, and lots going on, and it's been busy.
4B, describe your turf. What is your district?
So everything I have is Detroit Lakes, and then you go west all the way up around Moorhead. I have 15th Street in Moorhead and Dilworth, Hawley, Lake Park, Audubon, hit it all. It's Clay County except for Yulin and Felton, and then not the direct city of Moorhead is 4A. So, yep, Sabin.
How long you been in the legislature?
This would be my second term. I was a mayor, you know, for 6 years in Hawley, 2 years on a council, and my first term just is now up and running for re-election for my second term. So,
and last time I checked, we need some Republicans in Minnesota to right-size the ship there. Things went pretty crazy your first term, didn't they?
It did. It was more than what I expected. It was overwhelming. I mean, you know, you saw a lot of things happen in the legislature. And, you know, I tell everybody the three keys out of the legislature that happened the last 2 years is they spent $18.5 billion, raised taxes another $10 billion, and grew government by 40%. That's not acceptable to me at all.
Wrap your mind around that.
You run those numbers like I tell everybody. I go just, and I always say, I can say it slower, $18.5 billion spent, raised taxes when you had an $18.5 billion surplus, no matter how the surplus was there, it was a surplus, raised taxes by $10 billion on people, and then grew government by 40%. We can't do that.
And then add to that, guys, all the fraud under the daycare scam and the feeding people under this and the frontline worker scams and the George Floyd stuff. I mean, it's great, tens of billions of dollars.
Well, you jump more and more into the fraud, and, you know, I run a business. People run businesses. We have checks and balances. You know, I've been in retail my whole life, and we got checks and balances. What's going on? I mean, why the government needs more checks and balances? We cannot have that kind of fraud and not kind of the shoulder shrug. We're not holding accountable. We're not getting answers.
The shoulder shrug is what bugs me.
Oh, exactly.
It doesn't seem like this has gotten anywhere near the scrutiny it should. It's just like a massive cover-up by the Walz administration and the Democratic majorities, isn't it?
A lot of people. I mean, you ask people today, you know, I've talked to people on the trail. Have you heard about the fraud? What fraud? They don't even know about it. You know, I mean, it's like, this is your money. Keep in mind, the government doesn't raise money. We're not a business. It is taxpayers' money, and we need to be accountable for that. And if there's fraud going on, we need to hold people accountable. That's what you do in private. That's what you do in all businesses. We have checks and balances.
What is your top concern? What do you hear most from folks about what they're worried about and what they want you to do this next session?
What I'm hearing right now, rural Minnesota, of course. You know, one of the things that rural Minnesota, we all love to live in our rural communities, love to live on our farms. They retired on whatever they got. You know, rural Minnesota today, I feel, we should have the same services. If you call 911, you should have the services once you call the dispatcher to have an officer show up, to have EMS show up, to have firefighters show up, show all that. And that's something we need to prioritize on how we're going to continue to fund that for rural Minnesota. Because, you know, we can't have an accident happen in 45 minutes until you get an ambulance. We need to have coverage in rural Minnesota, not just metro, but rural Minnesota. And that's one of the things I really want to take care of, is make sure rural voices are heard. And that's, you know, last year they tried to put an EMS bill to fund some rural ambulances, but it was create another agency, growing government again.
Come on.
And I've been attacked saying I didn't vote for that bill. My problem with that bill is we can't grow more government. We can't create a new agency.
You don't need another agency to continue to fund the services you already have, do you?
Absolutely. No, we don't. And, you know, I feel when you pay 911 fees on your cell phone bill, on your phone bill, you pay it monthly. And a lot of people don't know it's even there because it's like 84 cents on your bill. I think that is something we need to look into as a legislator and start digging into how much money is there. And I hear it's about $66 million and how we can fund all these agencies and have that fund instead of having to go back to the legislator every 2 years and figure out how we're going to keep EMS in rural Minnesota. How are we going to make sure we have these coverages? People deserve that coverage. And that's something we need to make sure we focus on. The other thing that we need to tackle is taxes. $10 billion increase in taxes. We got to quit this taxing. People cannot retire in their homes today and stay there with the taxes going up the way they are. I mean, the economy's hurting. No matter how you look at it, you can say it's growing. How they want to drive us in the newspaper and tell us how it's growing. It's struggling. I talk to people at the doors today, and they are struggling. And that's not right. We need to fix that. We need, again, slow down growing government. We need to really slow that down and start shrinking it and looking at getting back to the legislator having the power and giving it to we the people.
Are people in tune to the fact of how the majority, you had Walz administration combined with the Democratic House and Senate, was literally abused? I mean, and the things they did. You're talking about fiscally. You're talking about essential services. I would also argue some of the insane things they did with telling schools here they need to put tampons in elementary boys' school bathrooms.
You know, you talk to schools. In Clay County, we met with the superintendents, and we talked about their budgets and what's going on. And 64 new mandates to schools. They said they can get by this year, but with the new mandates, they're going in deficits. So the state government put them in deficits. We could change it by releasing mandates. You know, local control is good. Local control is really good. And I was a mayor, and so I'm probably biased to that. But let these people decide. Send them the money, and they'll decide what they need to do in the school. There might be schools that have a 78% free and reduced lunch, and they need the, you know, the free lunches for all. But there's also schools out there that only had a 5% free and reduced lunch. You know, we need to smarter government, not just giving a blanket out of Metro what is good for all of Minnesota. It's not.
Tell me more about the school lunch thing.
So free lunches for all. So they passed free lunches for all schools. So now, like, my kids' lunches are free. You know what? I can pay for my kids' lunches. If the schools were struggling with this, I didn't hear this on the campaign trail my first 2 years.
Well, Tim Walz wanted to just basically use it as a campaign tool, right? He talks about it all the time in the vice presidential race now as well.
Oh, absolutely.
But you're saying whether you needed it or not, this wasn't about need. This was about free lunch for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
who pays for that?
That's taxpayers. And you know, that's my thing is everything, because I don't know, some people I think believe the government makes money, but they don't. They do not make money. It comes from taxpayers. And, you know, you talk about, you know, with my district, we're close to North Dakota, and there's a much difference. Minnesota is now the highest corporate income tax in the United States. I don't think we should be proud of that, no matter where we stand. That is how we are going to lose businesses across that river. We need to start reining that in.
What are you hearing statewide? I mean, is there a lot of pushback on, again, what the Democratic majorities did, what Walz did? Do people want to check on that?
People want a balanced government. I mean, I've heard that on campaign trail. We need a balanced government. We cannot let this happen. We need repealers. You know, you look at the paid family leave on the businesses. Paid family leave. You know, and again, I'll repeat it. I've been in business. I've talked to many business community members.
According to Tim Walz, you and other business owners wanted that. That's why they did that.
100%. And I was at a business meeting in Moorhead with 61 business leaders that did not want this.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's we don't get that out in the media, but we will today.
Yeah.
And so when you look at that, how do you take a program with and create a new program that's going to be a percentage given to the employee and employer to create this program for up to 12 weeks off? Understand that you want to take care of people. But now we're going to add 400 new employees to this agency to run one program. That's how irresponsible the government in this program is.
So you get a Republican majority, you put a check on that?
We need to repeal that. We need to bring that back. I mean, there's Aflac, there's private insurers you can go and get and have short-term, long-term disability. I did not understand as a retailer myself that the government's going to come and tell me I've been running my business wrong. You know, we all today are trying to find workers for our businesses, and we take care of our people. But I guess the government wants to come and tell us how to do it right.
Unbelievable. About a minute left. What's your closing argument here these less than 2 weeks to the voters of 4B in Minnesota?
You know, accountability really comes down to accountability. You know, we had a lot of things this year. You saw taxes. Again, I'll repeat it. $18.5 billion surplus, $10 billion tax increase, and grew government 40%. We cannot continue that way. We need to start shrinking. We need to be more accountable for this tax money. We can't less fraud. We need to have checks and balances. I hope we can get there, and I pray every day that we can get there.
Well, good luck. We need you there, tackling the common sense issues and defending rural Minnesota, and hopefully you got a few more Republican colleagues from around the state that can tip the balance back the other way and put a check on this craziness.
Absolutely, Scott. You know, and again, like I said, I appreciate you having me on the show today, and you know.